you cite a letter, and Einstein was such a remarkable writer of letters, that that he wrote to the family of Michel Besot, who was his great lifelong friend. And I believe that Besso was the person he was just walking with, wasn't he, when he had this sort of eureka moment, when suddenly it all came together in his mind? Would it have been special or general relativity?
Special, yes.
Yes. So he wrote a letter, and his friend preceded him in death just by a few weeks. And you cited a letter that he wrote in which, I mean, he's really, it's not a religious reflection in any formal way, but he's reflecting on the fact that because of what he knows about the universe, past, present, and future are not at all flat and contained, even when he's thinking about a death. I just wanted to ask you, as you've lived with these ideas all your life and worked in them, I mean, how do you think you perhaps experience reality differently, or some of these large human questions about mortality and past, present, and future, because of this science that you're steeped in and that Einstein also was your predecessor in?
Yes, I think it does make a difference. I mean, we look at past and the future as being, what Einstein said, a stubbornly persistent illusion. That's how he described it, the difference between past and future. And that's why, I mean, it didn't make any real difference whether you die this year or you die next year, that in the end, the past and the future are all the same. And when you happen to die isn't such a big deal. I think that's true. And I was thinking of that very much just last week. My close friend and colleague, John Bacall, who was a great astronomer, died a couple of months ago, and we had his memorial last week. And that was very, very clear in his case, that he was joking and working right up to the end of his life. He knew he was dying, but he was always cheerful right up to the end. And he said, after all, it's not such a big deal. I've done what I wanted to do. I had a great life. It doesn't make all that much difference whether I die now or in 10 years. But what he meant was, what Einstein meant when he wrote that letter to Besso's widow, is that our existence is something permanent in the sense that the whole universe is permanent, that it is, in the eyes of the universe, everything happens more or less simultaneously, no matter when it was. Mm. The whole thing is just one piece. And you don't make a separation between what happened now and what happened later.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you if there's anything I haven't asked you about Einstein, a favorite quote or a story, something that I've missed.
Well, I think what I would like to say just the last few seconds, he had a marvelous sense of humor, and that's a very important part of life. And, of course, the fact is that scientists have, on the whole, cultivated a sense of humor because so much of science is a history of failures. I mean, most, if you're a creative person, it's true in other kinds of creative life, but more in science, that so much of science ends up to be wrong, and that you do something, you spend weeks and months, and finally the whole thing collapses. Well, you need to have a sense of humor. Otherwise, you couldn't survive. And Einstein, I think, understood that particularly well.